It's college football time.
All right. How did we do last week?
Well, you said you made the bold claim that after last week you would be in last place.
Well, that's because you chose all those nutty games out west that nobody cares anything about.
I picked only Power Four games except for Army UAB.
I mean, a blind hog.
You got it wrong.
I got that wrong, yeah.
But I know I did pretty well on those, but I mean, a blind hog will find an acorn every now and then.
Well, you beat both Alex and I last week.
Okay.
Going 6-4. Alex and I went 5-5.
Thanks, Mississippi State.
Although I was undefeated in the SEC. I was the only one to call Texas Florida. So I agree with you, David. I think we should only pick SEC games from now on.
Well, but there's not – but just so many of them, and you want to do 10 games every week. We're behind 3 weeks for you being out for the birth of your son.
That means we need to pick more non-conference
games. Oh, no. Good God, no. I'm not picking no more non-conference games than we have to.
Well, we got 4 non-conference games this week.
And all right, I can tell you who the first one is.
Which one?
Canada versus Sycamore Tech.
Canada has an entire – it's just Canada University.
Canada University. No, what do we got?
Well, first off, let me tell you what our records are. So you went 6-4 last week to improve to 19-11, while Alex and I both went 5-5. We were already tied, so we're both 17-13. You got a 2-game advantage.
So I'm 2 up. Okay. I might take a little chance on one of them.
If I didn't pick Mississippi State, I'd be right with you, David.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Mississippi State is your Auburn for like Auburn
was for David last year. I'm not even a Bulldog fan either.
But you know what I say?
What?
You said if. If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, oh, what a party we'd have.
That's true. And we're going to have a party right now. We'll start out, though, in the non-conference, and we will go 11 a.m., big noon kickoff on Fox, the top-ranked team in the country. The defending national champions, the Ohio State Buckeyes, head to Champaign to take on Illinois at 5-1. Ohio State, 14.5-point favorites.
I'll go first on this. All I got to say is Belima. Ohio State will kick them so hard that they'll be wearing their butt for a hat.
Alex?
I'm agreeing with David. Ohio State's defense is elite. Illinois gave up 63 points to Indiana, only scored 10 against Indiana's defense, which is great, but it's not Ohio State elite.
Have you ever seen a picture of Belima standing over on the sideline with just that confused look? It will be for 60 minutes tomorrow.
You know, I mean, Ohio State's opener against Texas, we all thought was a really impressive win at the time. They only won by 7, and Texas is not very good right now, and I don't know if they were very good then.
Texas is still good defensively.
They do have a good defense, but you have to ask the question, what is Ohio State's marquee win? Is it Texas? Is it Washington at Washington? That's probably your only two games that are really even close to, and neither one of those teams is ranked. So,
I mean, let's be honest, as bad as Texas looked at the shoe offensively, Ohio State looked just as bad offensively that day.
Yeah, I mean, Ohio State's offense still has question marks. Julian saying, he's had some good moments. He's got some elite wide receivers to throw to. But I don't really know if they've had to play a defense that is stout as Illinois' except for that Indiana game. I don't know if Illinois' defense is really that bad. But
they got hung by 60.
Yeah, I will say Ohio State's defense is championship caliber. So even if their offense sputters at times in this game, I don't know what Illinois is going to do offensively. So I'm going to go with you guys as well. Ohio State gets it done on the road.
All right. How many more of these non-chippy games have we got?
All right. This is the game of the week in college football. Number 7, Indiana.
No.
It's game day, isn't it? It's game day.
Here comes his soccer mentality. Tell us who's the game of the week.
It's game day.
I don't care. Tell us who the game of the week is.
It's the highest average of
Tell us who the game of the week is.
Number 7, Indiana, undefeated. No. On the road at number 3, Oregon, undefeated. 2:30 p.m. on CBS. Oregon's a touchdown favorite in this
one. You got my pick. Let's go.
So you're going Ducks.
Yep.
Alex?
Indiana's overrated, been overrated for 2 years in a row. Don't know why they made the college football playoff last year. Their biggest win against Illinois, who I think is not great at all. I'm going with the Ducks.
I will tell you this. Both of these teams are overrated. It's just that Indiana's more overrated than the Ducks.
So Indiana's problem last year was, you know, they didn't really face that good of a schedule, and their quarterback play was middling the entire year. Curtis Rourke did not really impress, especially in the bigger games that Indiana played. That's a whole different story now with Fernando Mendoza. I mean, you saw him carry Cal to wins last year. And right now, he's got a much more improved team. And here's the thing. Indiana is super underrated in the trenches. Meanwhile, Oregon, you know, their best win was at Penn State. And then what does Penn State do the next week? They go to and lose to winless UCLA, who was getting beat up on by everybody they played up until they played Penn State. So I don't really know if that Penn State win on the road in double overtime is nearly as impressive as we thought it was. Guys, give me Indiana on the road.
We'll be three up. Just keep going.
You don't believe in Indiana?
No.
No. They're a basketball school. They're the Hoosiers.
They're not even that anymore.
You're going to have to Google Kurt Cignetti's signature win after this week. All right. We will go to 6:30 p.m. Central Time on Peacock and NBC. Number 15th ranked Michigan heads to the Collie, as Lincoln Riley likes to refer to it, the Coliseum in Los Angeles, taking on the USC Trojans. USC is a 2.5-point favorite. This is a pick 'em.
You go first.
Lincoln Riley has yet to get a really big win. I guess maybe the opener against LSU is the lone one that I can think of in his tenure with the Trojans. Bryce Underwood's only getting better and better each week. So I'm going to go with Michigan on the road.
This is a tough game. This is the toughest game we've picked so far. Michigan having a freshman quarterback and Bryce Underwood, I think he's going to struggle on the road against USC. I'm going to take the Trojans.
I'm going Trojans at home only because it's in the Coliseum. Michigan, I don't think, is going to play well on the road.
The Coliseum is not the vaunted home field advantage.
No, it's not. But I think they're getting better, just like Bryce Underwood is. So,
and you also remember that it's on the West Coast, and saw Penn State last week go from Penn State to UCLA and didn't show up.
Great point.
Yeah, I thought that would work for Washington against Maryland, and then it didn't. Washington woke up in the third quarter.
Yeah.
So after Maryland was up 20-0.
It's all these non-conference games.
Penn State almost did last week against UCLA.
Yeah.
Almost is only good in horseshoes and hand grenades.
All right. So you guys both go with USC, who lost to Illinois.
That don't mean a thing to me.
The team that lost to Indiana 63-10.
Keep going. Anyway. This is not an Illinois dadgum show.
I'm just saying.
Brett Bielema is he's a joke.
He could pull off a win over number one this week.
I hope he does.
All right, our final game. This was a tough one to choose between. We had to find one more non-conference. And we're going to go with 7 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. This is definitely a pick 'em. Number 18th ranked undefeated BYU at Arizona, who's 4-1, BYU 1.5-point favorites on the road.
Go ahead, Bal. I'll let you go first in this one. You haven't went first yet.
It's a tough one.
It is a tough one. I know a lot about Noah Fifita at Arizona, but they haven't played great at times this year. BYU's got a true freshman quarterback in Bear Bachmeyer. Give me the Cougars.
Cougars on the road, staying undefeated.
Staying undefeated on the road. They got a good defense. That's one thing. I think they allow one of the least amount of rushing yards per game in the country.
Well, Arizona, you know, was looking pretty good. Then they ran into Iowa State and looked awful at home against Iowa State. And BYU, you know, they haven't necessarily dominated teams, but they've done what it takes to win. However, I think finally a road environment that is a little bit more daunting for the true freshman quarterback for the Cougars catches up with him. I'm going to take Arizona at home.
He picked against his darling.
Well, you know, this game, you know, we're getting into that fall season. Halloween's coming up. Have you guys ever seen one of those just ugly, gruesome Halloween masks that's got the, you know, the eyeballs just gouged out of it? That's how I would feel having to watch this game. Care less about the Wildcats and the freaking Cougars, but give me the Wildcats at home.
So you're going to Arizona with me.
Yep.
And Alex goes to BYU. What do you have against Big 12 football?
It's like soccer. Who cares?
Goodness.
All right. If it's not the SEC, he doesn't care.
Well, we're going to make
it. Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, some of Big 10 football,
But Indiana, Oregon, not
no,
no,
not the game
no.
of the week.
No,
what, no.
So what is the game of the week? We have the SEC slate up ahead.
I'll tell you one thing that you better not do, and I know you probably got these in chronological order, but I'm going to tell you now, this one right here, you better not sleep on.
The first game in the SEC.
Yeah.
And this is an issue with me to have this determined before the season even starts, because if I'm picking games and putting them in different places, this is a night game for me. This game's prime time.
Maybe with all of the channels that you do have through ESPN, yes, but you got to also figure that on the same day, you're not going to get near as many people watching at night, because you've also got two other really good SEC games. So why not have the spotlight here early in the morning? I get it.
They used to play the Red River rivalry at 11 a.m.
So no, I really wasn't talking about this one.
I know. I'm just saying that game could be at 11, and then you could shift the schedule around.
It could.
And you could have what I would say is the game of the week in the SEC, probably. Alabama at Missouri.
All right, I'm going to let Bauman go first, because he's got two favorite teams, Alabama and UAB. So
let me give him his stats right quick. Alabama's 4-1, ranked 8th. Missouri, 14th in the country, undefeated. 11 a.m. on ABC. Alabama on the road is 3.5-point favorites.
Who has Missouri played? South Carolina. Not that great of a football team.
Definitely their only Kansas, win that's notable.
Kansas. You were only one against South Carolina by 9 points, and it took you to the fourth quarter to beat Kansas on a big run from Jamal Roberts. And now you're going to play Alabama. It's at your home stadium. But Alabama's been tested. They went between the hedges.
Well, listen, I will argue with you, other than that one game that Alabama won in between the hedges, who have they beat?
Vanderbilt's still a good football team.
I disagree.
Yeah, Vandy's their lone ranked win.
And they went into Doak Stadium.
Besides Georgia.
Yeah, and they went to play Florida State.
And got hammered.
Yeah.
I get it, but the other games, I mean, Wisconsin, give me a rap. Come on. I do believe Alabama wins this game, but I'm gonna go on and pick it first. I'll say Alabama wins, but be careful. This game's not going to be a runaway.
If Alabama's defense had not done what they did last week against Vanderbilt's rushing attack in that second, third, and fourth quarter, I would be worried going into the football game. But it looked like they figured out, after that rough first quarter against Vanderbilt, how to stop the run. And if you're able to stop Ahmad Hardy, I'm not a true believer in Prabula at quarterback and their weapons at receiver to be able to go beat Alabama's passing defense.
Real quick before I get it to you, Giddens, so you're going to Alabama.
I'm going Crimson Tide.
I am too, but I am going to say this. I think this is the first time really this year that Ty Simpson struggles against pretty good Missouri defense. I'm going to say that. Your pick.
Yeah, I think this is the strange thing about the narrative with Alabama this year is everybody always focuses on Alabama's defense against whatever offense they're facing, it seems like. But in this game, you got one of the top defenses in the country statistically in Missouri going up against Alabama. I think that Missouri, even though it's an 11 a.m. game, that place is going to be rocking. Ferret Field can get really loud at times. I think that while Missouri's offense has looked really good against their less than stellar opposition, the way to beat Alabama and hurt them a little bit more is to have a more dynamic runner at quarterback to go along with a good rushing attack from the running backs. I think Missouri has enough of that. So I think Missouri pulls off this win at home.
All right, as we come back to action here, we got more picks. And you mentioned it a while ago. It's usually 11 o'clock in the morning. Fairgrounds out there, they have it going on, but it is the Red River rivalry.
Yeah, they play the Cotton Bowl at Jerry World, but this is still at the – this is the game at the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah,
this is
the old
only game at the Cotton Bowl every
this
year.
It's the old Cotton Bowl.
The real Cotton Bowl.
I've been there.
The All-State Red River rivalry. Number 6 Oklahoma undefeated against unranked Texas. I need to pull up the trivia for you. I don't have it off the top of my head, but when's the last time you got to week 7 and the number 1 and number 2 preseason AP poll top teams were both unranked by week 7? Penn State and Texas were 1 and 2, and now they're both out of the polls.
And tell me how a 2-loss Notre Dame team can still be ranked.
I don't think they should have been ranked were 0-2, but I think they should be ranked now.
This is why I don't think rankings mean anything.
Yeah, it was a joke to me that they didn't fall out when they were 0-2.
Yeah.
But they have had three pretty convincing wins since then. So they look, and the teams they lost to were both.
Who are the three convincing wins?
Well, they beat Arkansas on the road by.
They're terrible.
What, like 50?
Come on. Who's the other two convincing wins?
They beat Purdue by 30-something.
They're terrible. Who is the other convincing win, Giddens?
Who was the other team Notre Dame beat?
I don't even know. Probably some FCS.
Was it Army? Wasn't it Army?
No, they didn't play the Army.
Listen, we're getting off on the rabbit hole. Let's keep
going.
Who is
the other team Notre Dame beat? I can't think of it off the top of my head. It was pretty dominant, whoever it was.
I can't remember. We'll get Bauman to look it up. All right, keep going. So
anyway,
you choose this game first.
Well, it's a pick 'em.
Boise State.
Boise State.
And Boise State actually had a lead at one point. Oklahoma, Texas. Oklahoma is a 1.5-point favorite. I feel like it's a little bit of disrespect with how Texas has been playing for Oklahoma only to be 1.5, but that may be factored in with the fact that nobody knows if John Mateer is playing or not.
Again, this is a rival game. Sometimes rival games are 1.5-point favorites when one team is clearly better than the other. It depends on the money that's coming into the game, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't. They're not basing this on how good somebody is.
I don't know where the line started. That's just where the line is now.
That's my point. It could have started out 6 points last Saturday or Sunday after Texas lost. But anyway, who are you picking? Come on with it.
You know, this all depends upon, for me, who's playing a quarterback for Oklahoma.
Well, you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
So pick.
So I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
Okay.
Because I think if Mateer plays, they blow out Texas. And I think if Michael Hawkins plays, they barely win and the defense carries them through the game. Because what in the world is Arch Manning going to do against Oklahoma's defensive line?
Okay.
I mean, what in the world is he going to – he's just going to fight for his life the whole game, and he may not make it through it.
Okay. Go ahead, Bow.
I'm going with Oklahoma, too. This is one of the handful of games that Michael Hawkins actually started last year for the Sooners with Jackson Arnold dealing with getting benched. He can have a great game, but I'm worried about Arch Manning. He struggled last week against Florida's defense, and they're a good defense, but they're not Oklahoma good. No. Oklahoma is top five in almost every statistical category defensively. And
Auburn helped with that.
Yeah, but I don't think it gets any better for Arch Manning against a dominant defense.
No.
All right. Stepping out, guys. I'm going the Longhorns here, and I'm going to tell you why. Auburn proved to me that you can stop Oklahoma from running the football. And if John Mateer is not on the field, which I'm kind of banking that he will not play, I've had somebody say they don't think he's going to play. Here's the thing with me. What are they going to do offensively if they can't? Texas's front seven is much better than Auburn's front seven. I'm sorry. I'm an Auburn Tiger. But if they stop Oklahoma running the football, and they will, and make them one-dimensional, and you got a first-time quarterback in this rivalry, I'm sorry. I think Texas pulls off the upset.
Florida hadn't done anything of note offensively throughout the entire season, and then
– And I'm going to tell you this, too. Remember, guys, Texas only has one SEC loss, okay? They're still in the playoff hunt if they run the table. Sark is good in these big games.
They've got to. They've got to run the table.
And that's what I'm saying. Sark is good in these games. So give me Texas.
All right. So Alex and I go Oklahoma, and David goes Texas. All right. Next up, we'll go to the 3:15 p.m. Central Time slot on the SEC Network. 2-3 Arkansas heads to Neyland to take on the 12th-ranked Tennessee Volunteers at 4-1. Tennessee is a 12.5-point favorite. But don't forget, Tennessee lost this matchup last year.
Because Nico ran out of bounds with time expiring.
Nico's only good when he plays Penn State.
I'll go on a limb first. Tennessee runs away with this, guys. Arkansas is terrible.
But, hey, is this the first game with Bobby Petrino at the helm?
Yes, it is.
Well,
so Bobby Petrino getting to call the plays for his quarterback. Nobody can tell him what to do. Oh, does Bobby Petrino ride again?
Well, let's think about something else, too. The only team to defeat Tennessee is Georgia in overtime in a game that should have been put away by Tennessee early. I still think Tennessee's defense is pretty good. They'll be ready for Petrino and whatever Arkansas wants to throw at them. Big reason I'm going Tennessee here in kind of a runaway. This game's on the river, guys.
Yeah, I think, you know, the way that Arkansas lost to Notre Dame, and in part the way they lost to Memphis and Ole Miss.
They're going downhill.
That messes with a team's psyche. And no matter what Bob Petrino tries to instill in this time that he's become the interim head coach, that's a lot of stuff. That's hard to overcome. It took Florida State a whole season to overcome what Georgia did to them in the bowl game 2 years ago. So give me Tennessee.
What about you, Bywell?
Taking Tennessee as well. Their defense is pretty bad this year under Tim Banks, but their offense is so good, and you're going against Arkansas, who's just about as bad defensively as Tennessee is.
Yeah. Arkansas's got one of those what I call water defenses. Anything can run through. You know, water just runs through.
So we all go with Tennessee.
Yeah, we're all wearing Tennessee orange, just like Megan Maroney.
It's time to head to the nightcap. There's three big-time SEC games at night. First up, 6 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. The 2-3 Florida Gators coming off their big win over the Longhorns. Have another Texas school in their sights. This one, though, is a little bit tougher. Fifth-ranked Texas A&M undefeated. At Kyle Field, Texas A&M is a 7.5-point favorite.
Y'all looking to me?
Who wants to go first?
I don't mind going. Reveille.
A&M.
There's no way Florida is going to listen. We know that Texas can't run the football. That's what happened to them last week, and Arch Manning was just kind of out there. Okay. If Texas A&M is going to run the football, buddy, I'm just going to go on and tell you, and Florida's not going to know what to do with it, and Florida's offense is just bulimic. I mean, even in a win. I mean, it's non-existent. Wouldn't y'all agree with me?
Great against Texas. The return of Dallas Wilson helped out, but I don't think it's going to be enough against A&M.
I don't think it's enough against 102,000 people either.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a closer game. Florida maybe even leads at some points late second quarter. Maybe they have a halftime lead. But I think A&M's rushing attack, like you talked about, David, takes over, wears on Florida's defense, and A&M wins a close contest.
I think Lane Kiffin starts getting phone calls this week.
I expected last week against Mississippi State to be a shootout with A&M. Wasn't that way. Their defense played so well, and they're going to be able to take advantage of Florida's weaker offensive line and get to DJ Lagway. The defense is going to win this football game.
Florida can't do anything offensively without getting at least three or four penalties on just about every possession. They're one of the most penalized teams in college football on the offensive side. And I think about that. What happened to us when we went to Kyle Field? We couldn't hear.
Yeah.
How many offensive penalties did we get in that game?
Hopefully Florida goes in with a silent snap count, at least give themselves a chance.
I don't care if it's Anne Frank silent. They're still not going to win.
Jeez.
Anne Frank.
You asked.
Okay.
Just move on, kids. Just move on.
Yeah, all right. So 6:30 p.m. Central Time. ABC, the Deep South's oldest rivalry. David, was this your game of the week?
Absolutely, wouldn't it? Ain't it?
It's a number 10 team in the country against an unranked team.
I don't
care.
I told you how I feel about rankings. I hadn't looked at them all year. Care less. So, hey, I do know one thing we're doing.
Is at least tell me SEC Nation's here. Where's SEC Nation going?
I don't know.
That I'm not sure about. That's a good question.
I would assume Missouri and Alabama.
Probably Missouri and Alabama.
Yeah, I would think that, too.
Or they're at the Cotton Bowl. One of the other, probably.
Because game day, you said, was
game day's at
somewhere Alton. Picking cherries.
Game day's in Eugene.
Oh, my God.
That's an early start time, too, man. That's really early to get up.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. I guess what? That starts at 8.
That's Pacific Coast.
That's time. 6 o'clock time. Yeah. That's 6 o'clock in the morning out there for Kurt and Saban. Saban may still be in Tuscaloosa by that time. Listen, here's the thing with me. I've said this all year. Nobody wants to beat Alabama as an Auburn fan worse than me. I love beating Alabama. I don't care if we're playing them in Tulsa Cross.
What's that?
You've never seen Tulsa Cross? Come on. It's tic-tac-toe. But I'm going to tell you this. Right now, I want to beat Georgia worse than anybody. People don't understand. My days at Auburn, more than half our players come from the state of Georgia. And we got one that come from the state of Georgia that we're retiring his blue jersey tonight or tomorrow night when they play.
Yep.
And that place is going to be rocking when they throw that eagle down. I don't care what you tell me. There's no way that Georgia's quarterback has seen or heard anything like what he's going to hear tomorrow night.
No, I mean, I don't think he's going to have faced a road environment as good as Jordan Hare
night. Auburn gets the dub.
We've fallen back into a pattern.
No, this is not by my heart. I'm telling you that I don't think Georgia is as good as they've been, and I don't care if they're ranked. I mean, Alabama went to their place and really beat them worse than what the score showed, in my opinion. But I'm just telling you, I don't think Georgia's as good this year. I think the week off is going to prove big time for us. Hugh Freeze has had 2 weeks to prepare for this game. We're going to be better offensively. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think our defense is still playing as good as they can absolutely play. Give me Auburn.
Auburn has not beaten Georgia since 2017.
Yep.
And
we lost to them that year, too.
We lost to them in the SEC championship. It was a surprise. Georgia came in as the number one team in the country, undefeated to Jordan Hare, and Auburn waxed them to the tune of 40 yep. points scored. I think Georgia had 17. But that team had Jarrett Stidham at quarterback and had Kerryon Johnson at running back, and really, whatever play Gus Malzahn called, they were going to go out there and execute. The problem that I see is an issue with execution at the quarterback position, at the offensive line, and at times receiver, and at tight end. The only position that seems to do their job the majority of the time is the running back, and the head coach, who's the play caller offensively, at least we're assuming he is at least at one down, maybe two downs a drive, doesn't want to give them the ball. So there's a fundamental problem with Auburn's offense that starts at the very top. And Hugh Freeze has had 2 years plus to figure it out, and I don't think a bye week's going to change that. So the defense will keep my heart invested in this game for four quarters, but the offense will let me down like they have since Hugh Freeze took over this team. Georgia wins the ball game.
Not ordering the Hugh Freeze, the enormous freeze with cheese.
Nope.
No, not ordering that.
No.
I'm not ordering that barbecue, whatever barbecue you call it either. Burger.
No. And definitely not ordering the commercial to air anywhere.
What are you going, Bal?
I'm taking the Georgia Bulldogs. Auburn hasn't shown me anything offensively over the last 2 weeks. If they had shown something against A&M, I would be leaning to pick them. But their offense is anemic right now. I think Georgia gets the win. But I wouldn't be surprised if Auburn wins, though.
I'm wrong.
I hope I'm wrong, too, because I don't like Georgia.
But there's nothing over the last couple of years under Hugh Freeze that makes me believe that anything's going to change.
Yeah.
He would rather lose throwing the ball 40 times a game than win running the ball.
Well, we'll see tomorrow night about 6:30.
All right, our final game is the final game on the slot for the SEC, 6:45 p.m., Central Time on the SEC Network. South Carolina comes in to Death Valley. They have to play in two Death Valleys every year sometimes. But we'll see if they can handle the one in Baton Rouge. Number 11th ranked LSU is 9.5-point favorites. Can Lenore Sellers get the job done this year? He would have beaten LSU last year if he hadn't gotten hurt. South Carolina would have won that game. But this is a different South Carolina team. Not as good.
You use that word again. If.
Yeah, if.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, oh, what a party we'd have. The party on the bayou is going to happen tomorrow night. LSU wins at home big.
If this was at South Carolina, I'd be willing to take the Gamecocks, but it's in Death Valley at night. That's a difficult time and place to play at. I'm taking LSU to get the win, even though they have struggled offensively. Their defense is just so elite. They're going to be able to shut down a terrible South Carolina offense.
Yeah. LSU hadn't really been able to run the ball very effectively, and that, I think, is hurting us. But I just don't see the South Carolina team doing anything in these bigger games. So give me LSU at home.